I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about the lymphatic system, the unsung hero.
Yay!
So let's talk about the lymphatic system because it's very important, but you don't hear a lot about it.
Of course. Matter of fact, the reason that I started in on the doing the lymph system is I have a patient who listens to our radio program quite a bit, and she comes in for some serious health issues. And, you know, I've talked to her so much, well, the lymph system, lymph system, lymph system. And she says, you know, I tell people about the lymphatic system, that that's one of the major things you're working on me, but nobody really knows what the lymphatic system is. And she's, I've listened to, you know, your radio program for a while and gone back and listened to a lot of the podcasts, and you don't describe the lymph system.
So this is for her.
This is for her. And you know who you are.
Good. So we're going to learn about the lymph system. Very important. Well, what is the lymphatic system, Dr. Prather?
Everybody's familiar with the circulatory system, you know, mm-hmm. arteries and veins. Well, this is a much smaller lymph system. So if you're talking about the amount of fluid that flows through the body, well, 75% is outside of the circulatory system. 25% is in the arteries and veins of the fluid of the body. If you're taking all the vessels together, 90% of the fluid goes through the arteries and the veins, and 10% goes through the lymph system. Mm. So it's another circulatory system, but it doesn't carry red blood cells. The lymphatic system has a completely different function, but it's a much smaller system. There are smaller vessels. They go to every cell of the body. And very interestingly, we had been taught in school that the lymph system didn't go to the brain. You know, that there was no lymphatic innervation up into the brain. That was one thing that they really pushed. Though, when I was taking lymphatic courses by people who deal with the lymph system, say, no, mm-hmm. lymph system goes to the brain. We know because we see the effects of it. And just recently, they found the lymphatic system that goes to the brain. So we are still discovering new things about the lymph system.
Interesting.
And it covers the entire body from head to toe.
So it's a lot like the circulatory system, but the vessels are smaller.
Sure.
Cylindrical, small.
And also, you know, if you're talking about, you know, you've got the heart as a pump.
Yes.
The lymphatic system doesn't have a heart pump. And when you're talking about the veins, because the arteries have a constriction, actually a muscle constriction, which controls the flow of the fluid, and then the veins have valves so that there's no backflow. Lymphatic system doesn't. So the lymph system, to be able to move, is dependent upon different types of movement in the body. Mm-hmm. So if you don't move, the lymph system kind of backs up. And one of the things that you know that your lymph system's kind of backed up, if you wake up kind of sore and achy in the morning because you haven't moved around, mm-hmm. lymph system backs up. And that's part of the pain that's associated with that.
Interesting. So it doesn't have the pumps. We're kind of the pump. We need to be moving.
We are the pump. And one of the things we'll talk about a little bit later is some of the exercises that you can do for the lymph system.
Interesting. Well, what does the lymphatic system do? What's its purpose?
Right. And that's where the unsung hero comes in. Mm-hmm. Because the lymph system has several different functions. One, it controls the fluid regulation in the body. Mm. 75% of the fluid is outside of the arterial system, and the lymphatic system controls the fluid balance there. And it also will take fluid that has gone too much into the cells mm-hmm. out and then put it back into the circulatory system. So there's a fluid balance in the system. So if you have some swelling, it's what women talk about, you know, I'm puffy. Mm-hmm. And you see that puffiness change in different, that's all lymphatic system.
Just women say that?
Well, women say that, yes. More than men. Men don't say, I'm puffy this month. Have you ever heard a guy say that?
No.
Okay, all right. So there's a balance, a fluid balance. It is also the key to the immune system. Hmm. So the immune system is the big thing with the lymphatic system. It also is the sewer system for the body.
Sewer system.
So when the cell says, ooh, I really don't like this toxin, I'm getting rid of it, mm-hmm. and it pumps it out into the fluid outside the body. So it pumps it out. The lymphatic system goes by and it will actually move into the lymph system. It'll pop into the lymph system, and then it'll be transported by the lymph system to be gotten rid of.
Wow. It's pretty important.
Yes, and the whole immune system goes through the lymphatic system. So the entire immune system, the detoxification of the body goes through the lymph system. The basic fluid balance of the body is also controlled by the lymph system. And it also transports fat from the gut to be utilized. So instead of going into the circulatory system like a lot of the nutrients, the fat molecules are actually controlled by the lymphatic system.
Interesting.
So it has quite a bit of involvement, mm-hmm. and it's a very big part of treating our patients. That's one of the things that starts to, in other words, the first thing that goes wrong with somebody is usually the lymph system.
The lymph system starts backing up.
It's overwhelmed with toxins. It's overwhelmed with the immune system, you know, all the different mm-hmm. types of aspects on that. And then we start to have problems with the lymph system as an indication that you've got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, as you're talking, I keep thinking about the mammary glands.
That is completely a lymphatic mm-hmm. organ. The lymph system is what makes milk.
Mm-hmm. Never thought of it as an organ.
Yes, but mammary glands are considered one of the lymphatic organs of the body.
Mm-hmm. And they are constricted a lot of the day.
And yes, and when you're talking about flow and you don't have a pump, mm-hmm. if you put a rubber band around your arm, you're going to start to see some swelling in there. And that's the lymph system not being able to move. Mm-hmm. So if you put a wire underneath the breast, then that's going to back up the lymphatic system in that area and cause a lot of problems.
Mm, interesting. So why is the lymph system so important?
Well, the lymph system is your immune system. The immune system is absolutely critical for the health and well-being of your body. So you're talking about infections. You're talking about cancer. You're talking about toxicity. It just goes on and on about the lymphatic system as a critical part of your body. If you were to shut down the lymph system, you would live a day and you'd be dead.
Wow. Just a day.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole body would basically stop functioning. And if the lymph system is compromised, you get all sorts of things. And autoimmune diseases start in the lymph system.
All autoimmune diseases start with the lymphatic.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, can it be treated?
Yes. The lymph system has to be treated. We are involved with a structure function care, and the lymph system is one of the major areas that we talk about. It's very, very critical, and if you are doing any kind of structure function care, you have to look at the lymphatic system and the health of the lymph system. Now, that is something that is important in disease care, but they wait until it's completely gone. And then there's really not a treatment for the lymph system. The only thing that they do is they remove parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they remove lymph nodes, right. Mm-hmm. So really, if you're going to be looking at the lymphatic system, you have to approach it from a structure function standpoint to have any type of a treatment going on.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. When we come back, more on the lymphatic system, the unsung hero.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
Okay, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say.
It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up, and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew
that I wouldn't. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about the lymphatic system, the unsung hero, and I've already learned quite a bit. You really don't hear about the lymphatic system.
Mm.
Why is that? Why is the circulatory system, you know, get so much
attention?
More attention? Because the heart?
Yeah, probably because of the cardiovascular. And then there is quite a few pharmaceuticals for the cardiovascular system, but there's not as much for the lymphatic.
Mm-hmm.
So lymphatic system is a little bit more delicate and really doesn't respond well to pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Well, that's where we come in.
That's right.
Structure function medicine. So let's talk about, you're talking about the lymphatic system is the key to the immune system.
Yes.
It's the sewer system. It's very important.
Very important.
So what are the parts of the lymphatic system?
Well, the first part that you have, you've got the lymph vessels, you have lymph nodes, you have the spleen, you have the adenoids, tonsils, and appendix. The mammary glands are considered part of the lymphatic system. And you also have the thymus and the bone marrow.
All that's part of the lymph system.
Correct.
Wow. That's quite a bit.
Yes.
So let's talk about the lymph vessels.
Okay.
What are they and what do they do?
Well, the lymph vessels are very important because they are permeable. When you're talking about the circulatory system, you want to keep that enclosed and you don't want it leaking.
Mm-hmm. Not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. So how is the fluid in the body controlled? Well, that's where the lymph vessels, so they are permeable. So they will take in fluid from the spaces in the body. They'll actually absorb toxins, all sorts of different types of things, start to absorb it, and that permeability is what makes it a good sewer system. So just like you have, you know, those runoffs in streets where you have the sewer system where everything kind of drops down in there, mm-hmm. and then it collects it, travels it through, gets rid of it so it doesn't flood an area.
Uh-huh.
So the same thing with the lymphatic system. So if you get an injury and you get a bunch
of... Did you just punch me?
Yeah. Boom. And then you swell up.
Uh-huh.
What drains all that swelling, that response? Well, that's the lymph system.
Okay.
So it pulls it all out of there. So it's very important for any type of healing of any injury. It also pulls in, as I said before, all the toxins, and it creates a balance of the fluid in the system, which is incredibly important for the health of the body. And then it transports it to different parts of the body to be processed. Mm-hmm. It transports to the immune system, says, hey, I got an infection down in this finger. Let's get a whole bunch of white blood cells down there. And it travels along the lymph system. It'll also travel up to the circulatory system and say, hey, I'm going to dump a bunch of white blood cells and we're all going to go to the finger.
What kind of accent would the lymph system have?
I think it's French. I just have a feeling, you know, because the French were the first ones, you know, to really get into the sewer systems with Paris, because they're very famous for that. So I think it's probably French.
Are you going to try your French accent?
No.
You're just going to go, hey. So can you see the lymph vessels in any...
They can image it.
They can image it. That's
so they can put.
Cool.
That, matter of fact, that's how they found the lymph system in the brain recently, is they had a certain type of dye, and they would put it in there, and then they were able to image the lymph system up in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to image it. There are pictures of how the lymph system flows through the body. It's really quite interesting. And every cell in the body has a lymph vessel close by.
So that's going to be quite a network.
It is a huge network, and they're much smaller than arteries and veins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not as big.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as much fluid going through there. Matter of fact, if you're talking about, again, about 10% of what's in the veins and arteries.
Arteries, okay. What are the lymph nodes and what do they do? We hear a lot about lymph nodes being removed.
Mm-hmm. So you've got little pockets along the lymph vessels. So all of a sudden you're traveling around. So, you know, kind of to describe that, you have a lymph vessel close to a cell and it's absorbing all the toxins that the cell's putting off and all the stuff that's around there. So it brings it in, pops it into the lymph vessel, and then it sends it on its way. And then you have lymph nodes where the fluid goes in and then it has like a little tubules in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks at all the junk in there. It says, okay, that's just garbage. Okay, no big deal. Oh, what is that? That's a virus.
Mm.
Okay, we've got a virus here, guys. Let's identify what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks at it, says, I know that one. Let's pop out some immunoglobulins to actually deal with that and send them through the body and let the body know that we've got hosts here, and let's get everything. So I'm going to let all the other lymph nodes know, and then they're going to produce a bunch of immunoglobulins for that particular virus, and we're going to clear it out of the system. So it kind of looks at it.
Uh-huh.
Or it comes along and it looks at it and it says, uh-oh, that is a cancer cell.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like cancer cells. So where did that come from? What's going on? We need to kill those cancer cells. So we're going to go in there and eliminate that. And just to let you know, everybody has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has cancer cells. It's whether the lymphatic system can take care of the cancer or not.
Wow.
Whether you get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the lymph system controls whether you get cancer or not.
Interesting. Wow.
So the lymph nodes are throughout the body,
mm-hmm.
and they accumulate, kind of look at it, see what's going on, mm-hmm. examine it, and then it makes the defenses for any type of invaders. Or if it looks at some toxins, then it kind of prepares the body, okay, you know, this is how we're going to get rid of this toxin. So it's kind of an analyzer. So that's mm-hmm. what the lymph nodes, when the lymph nodes swell, You were talking about that? Mm-hmm. That means, oh my goodness, it's more than the lymph node can actually handle. So it's swelling up, trying to take care of it. It means that you got a problem that's overwhelming the system.
Yeah, remember the patient that came in with the big lymph node on his
yes.
neck? And this weekend I saw a little girl with one.
That's usually either a toxin, an infection, or cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we always take those.
Don't
very
wait
seriously.
To that point.
Right,
yeah.
Right. If you have lymph, that's one of the things in our examination. We're always checking on the lymph nodes. And any time that I am working on someone, then I'm, you know, doing adjustments or any type of work. Our massage therapists are looking for lymph nodes. Our nurse practitioner who's doing the exam is constantly looking for lymph nodes. Because the lymph nodes, if they are swollen, that's a warning sign that the body is being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the lymph system has some edema, you know, you got some in the legs, what kind of problem is that?
Mm-hmm.
That means that the lymph system isn't working properly, something's overwhelmed, we need to deal with that.
So are the lymph nodes throughout the body?
They are concentrated in different types of areas,
mm-hmm.
but they do have them quite at very particular areas. There's about 600 to 700 lymph nodes in the body.
Oh, wow.
And they're spread out through the system, though that they are concentrated in different types of places.
Mm-hmm.
Under the axilla, the neck area, and then in the groin area are some of the more important points of where the lymph nodes are, though they are scattered throughout the system.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the adenoids, tonsils, appendix.
Certainly. Those are giant lymph nodes that are accumulated in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the adenoids and tonsils, those are just really big concentrated lymph tissue. And of course, where do you get infections? It's mainly coming in, you know, one of the main areas is through the sinuses and then also through the mouth. So it's constantly looking to see if infection is starting to come in through that area. So it's an analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So very important for your immune system. And then the appendix is a concentration of lymph nodes down in the intestine to deal with different types of infections through there. Matter of fact, if you have your appendix removed, there is a greater chance that you will have colon cancer.
Mm.
And you will have a greater chance of getting colon infections too.
If you have the appendix
if you don't,
removed.
If you do have it removed.
And why is that?
It's one of the major areas for the immune system for the gut.
Interesting. Yeah, because I was thinking of the adenoids, the tonsils, and the appendix are removed quite a bit.
They are removed. And when basically it's the reason that they remove it, it's just like there are points where the lymph nodes become unusable,
mm-hmm.
where they're just so damaged that it is sometimes best just to remove them, because it's just it. In other words, the infection has beaten your warriors,
mm-hmm.
and the infection has taken over that lymph node. And what happens when the only time that you should remove the adenoids, tonsils, and appendix, and they used to do it way too often. Any type of inflammation, anything in there, mm-hmm. they would remove it, which isn't good. But there are times where those particular defenses have been so overwhelmed because we haven't taken care of our body, and there is so much toxins and infection, that the infection and toxins have taken over the the fortress.
Right.
So I like to think of the adenoids, tonsils, and appendix as the fort out in the Apache territory. That keeps the Apaches under
coming.
Control.
I think you're going to have to write a book on the body as a war story.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know?
So it is a big war story. And when the Apaches have taken over the fort,
uh-huh.
and they're holding it, that's time just to get rid of the fort.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So those are good times.
I book in your future. Another book in your future.
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah, it just seemed, I remember when I was a kid, so many of my friends getting their tonsils out.
And there is only 10% of what it was when I was a kid.
No. Well, that's good. Because you got to get to the root. That's what we're good at. You get to the root of the problem. What's going on with the immune system?
It just became a moneymaker at that point, unfortunately.
Okay. More when we come back on the lymphatic system, the unsung hero.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
They ask the most insulting question when you check into a hospital. What seems to be the problem? What seems? Well, it seems. It seems like everything on my inside wants to be on my outside. But I'm no doctor. What kind of condescending question?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
Science is just a means to get to the truth, not the truth.
Say that again. That's powerful.
Science is a means to get to the truth, not the truth itself. There's a very definite scientific method that you have to follow. You put out the information, you put out the facts, and then people are supposed to challenge it. So then you do other experiments to see if that actually comes out true. Then you look at the evidence, and it has to be a critical type of thing. And right now, this is not science. There is no allowance for any type of disagreement. You are considered a heretic, pretty much burned at the stake for questioning and looking at the facts and coming up with different conclusions. That is not science. They sit there and just trust the science. Well, no, what you're talking about is a religion.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my ill.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, we're talking today about the lymphatic system, the unsung hero. And we could probably call it so many other things, you know, the key to your immune system.
Sure.
I mean, it plays a big role and yet is hardly talked about or treated.
Right. And it's amazing how few of my patients really know what I'm, you know, the lymphatic system. I said, oh, you know, the lymph system's all backed up. Mm-hmm. And they go, okay.
How do you spell that? So we're talking, before we went to break, on the different parts of the lymphatic system. You talked about the lymph vessels, lymph nodes, the adenoids, tonsils, and appendix. There's a couple more. What is the spleen and what function does it, the lymphatic system have with the spleen?
The spleen is also what I would consider a giant lymph node, too. So it has some other functions. It also gets quite a bit of part of the circulatory system because it'll take red blood cells and reprocess them. But its big function within the lymphatic portion is immune system. So one of the things that I do is I kind of check the spleen, because the spleen can get really sore if you have especially a virus. Mm-hmm. You know, it swells up. So the spleen acts very much like the big fort, and extremely important for your immune system. So if you have your spleen injured, they do remove it. But if it is removed, then it really cuts down on your ability to handle infections. So the spleen is a big portion of your immune system, and detoxification, and then reutilization of some of the resources of your body.
I think of mono. I had mono in high school.
Right.
Couldn't play basketball in case my spleen would get injured.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the spleen does not like Epstein-Barr virus at all. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main places.
Kind of goes right to it.
Well, that's where the body will hold the Epstein-Barr viruses and try to deal with them. Mm-hmm. So it will try to stop the virus from spreading. So it will try to hold it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is the Epstein-Barr virus is definitely too strong for the lymph nodes. So it tries to get it over to the spleen because it's a better area to kind of deal with it.
Interesting. Huh. What role does the thymus and bone marrow have with the lymphatic system?
Well, that's where the body makes the immune cells. So you've got the T and B lymphocytes. One of the things is the thymus is extremely important for the immune system in children. So having a good, healthy thymus is extremely important, because once you reach puberty, then the thymus will actually shrink, because your immune system works is completely different at that point. So very much thymus driven as a child, not as much as an adult, but the remnants of what the thymus was able to develop as a child actually continues in through the rest of the system. Now, one of the problems is if the thymus is overtaxed, then it can actually shrink. So that's one of the things that you have to really watch out for, is if there's too much stress on a child, then their immune system will kind of crash because of damage to the thymus.
Interesting. So what problems can occur with the lymphatic system? You talked about autoimmune.
Certainly. The lymphatic system can, of course, be involved with fluid balance within the system. That can be a huge problem. And that can, if it becomes severe, it's called lymphedema.
Okay.
You can also, it's also one that can be overwhelmed with the immune system. And that's when the lymph nodes start to swell, and that's lymphadenopathy.
Okay.
Is one of the things that occurs along those lines. The lymph system has so many different types of toxins that you can have, it also, because it's involved with the immune system, it can be one of the major areas that are involved in autoimmune diseases. So, you know, looking at that is really critical for all the people who have autoimmune diseases, is that the lymphatic system, if it is not working right, will actually stimulate the body to attack different portions that shouldn't be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trying to identify what is, so it's going through looking at different types of things, producing the immune system, looking at all the different aspects, and it can at times misidentify what is the enemy.
Oh, okay.
And then you can start to have the body, it can tell the body to go and attack something that it shouldn't.
And that's an autoimmune.
Autoimmune.
Immune disease, which
correct.
Seems to be on the rise.
It is. You have basically two different types of the immune system, the T cells and the B cells. T cells are more from the thymus.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the cells that hit specifically. In other words, I've identified this as Epstein-Barr virus, and when Epstein-Barr virus comes in, I'm going to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the B cells, and they're sort of like the B-52 bombers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I like to say. They just kind of destroy everything. So if the T cells fail, then the B cells just say, okay, I'm not quite sure what I'm going after, but I'm going to go after something.
Okay. Interesting.
And then that's when you start to have autoimmune diseases.
Hmm. Interesting. So let's talk about, how is that related to fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is an autoimmune disease of the lymphatic system. So fibromyalgia is a big thing. They if you're going to identify what's true fibromyalgia in someone, is you go to patches of the lymph nodes and you press on them. And if they go ow, and you have them in every area that there are lymph nodes, then you have fibromyalgia.
That's how you diagnose it.
That's how you diagnose this. And fibromyalgia is that the lymphatic system has become overwhelmed, and matter of fact, it has become so overwhelmed that the lymph system has said, you know what? I know what the problem is. Let me put a gun to my head and shoot myself. That's basically what's decided. You know, I'm the problem. I need to get rid of me. I think the body would be better off without me.
Which isn't true.
So
does it shut down?
It can. And of course, as it starts to shut down, then you get all the swelling, and then you start to poison the cells. You become much more susceptible to an awful lot of problems. Matter of fact, you know, when you're talking about the breasts, because the breasts are really one of the lymphatic organs, and the movement and the health of the lymph system can be measured. If you sit there and you have nodules in the breasts, then that means that you have lymphedema in there. That's lymphatic backup. That whole fibrocystic lymph system, because there's so much lymph in through there, that's a good measurement of how your lymph system is working. That is a direct indicator of whether you will, your chances of getting breast cancer or not.
Interesting.
And it's also true of your entire body, is how well the lymph system is working is the biggest indicator on whether you will get cancer in that area.
So, and just tell women, take off that bra as soon as you get home. Let those girls out. Well, and this underwire, which I don't wear, there is, though, in Germany and Europe, they make a different type of wire that doesn't, it's different than the wire bras made here. And
that is one of the big things that is really moving along those lines. And, you know, when you're talking about breast cancer in areas where they where they kind of let the breast go free, there is no breast cancer.
Like different villages that I've been to in Africa.
So, you know, it's there's an awful lot of our activity, what we're doing, that's creating.
It was invented by some man too, wasn't it?
His name was Brazier.
Yeah.
No, it was. It was
I know. Didn't Bette Midler do some show about it? So we talked a little bit, but how is the lymphatic system related to cancer?
Lymphatic system is the system that cancer has identified, that it's fought. The better the lymphatic system is working, the less likely you are to have cancer. Cancer also travels through the lymphatic system. So, you know, when you're talking about metastatic cancer, if that occurs, that's a failure of the lymph system, because the lymph system is not regulating what's going through, because it shouldn't allow cancer cells, they should be destroyed. So if you have developed cancer in a certain area, lymph system is supposed to destroy any cancer cells that are trying to get to another area. But if there's a failure on that, then it's also a transport system of the cancer. So as you are, you cannot really treat cancer if you are not looking at the lymphatic system.
Makes total sense. How about the lymphatic system's role in infections?
Again, the lymph system is what identifies that you have an infection. So you don't really know you have an infection unless the lymph system tells you. Then the lymph system will kind of accumulate that, those guys in the lymph nodes, kind of look at them and say, do I identify that? Do I know what this is, or do I not know what this is? It will then try to identify it, and then it will stimulate the body to make the proper good guys to kill the infection. So absolutely critical. I mean, the lymph system and the immune system are one and the same.
How about the fluid balance of the body?
The fluid balance of the body is just 100% the lymph system. Mm-hmm. And as you can start to get some accumulation in there, one thing that I do is I check the eustachian tubes. You know, upper respiratory infections is one of the more common types of ways that we get infections. And what happens first before you really get an infection is the lymph system backs up in through there. If the lymph system backs up, that is a breeding ground for infection. So there's the difference between when you're talking about how the lymph system flows, a fast running stream. Mm-hmm. You know, you go up there, and you actually feel pretty confident dipping your hand in there and drinking from it. Why? Because it's clean. The faster the stream goes, the cleaner the stream. If you see something that is stagnant, if you just leave it there, all sorts of bad stuff, you wouldn't drink out of it. Mm-hmm. Same is true with the lymphatic system. If the lymph system is flowing, it's clean, it's going to be healthy, it's working right. That's what it's supposed to be doing. When you block it up and it's not being able to move, that's when infection has the opportunity to grow. Also, if it's not flowing, that is the opportunity for cancer cells to grow.
It's like, warning, warning, warning.
Do not let me get backed up. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I do is I do a little adjustment on the eustachian tube, get that opened up, that gets the whole lymphatic system, then the whole lymph system starts to drain. So there are different ways to work with that. Mm-hmm. So controlling the lymph system controls the body's ability to handle infection and cancer.
Okay. When we come back in the last segment, we're going to talk about treatment for the lymphatic system.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
So when a person goes to their doctor, how does the doctor know if it's a virus or a bacteria?
You do a blood test. Mm-hmm. You do swabs. There are lab tests. And matter of fact, one of the things, the way that you're supposed to use an antibiotic is you're supposed to get a culture of the bacterial. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to grow it. Then you're supposed to put the antibiotics on there to find out if it's actually going to work before you give it. There's a whole natural procedure that you're supposed to use for bacterial infections. In the meantime, it's not that you're completely helpless. And that's one of the problems that we have with many of the physicians. Well, you know, they have an infection. I have to give them something. And one of the things that we've done in modern healthcare, we haven't given the physicians the tools to be able to work besides the antibiotics because they weren't encouraged to give vitamin A, they weren't encouraged to give vitamin C, they weren't encouraged to give vitamin D. Iodine works on bacterial and viral and fungal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the iodine, gold, silver are all antibiotics. You know, you can help to drain the lymphatic system with echinacea. You can boost the ability of the body to fight viral with olive leaf. There is a whole host of things that can be done. And we have restricted the physicians from doing those types of things, which is called structure function care. Mm-hmm. And then have only allowed them to use harmful pharmaceuticals that only should be used in certain cases. So we've changed the whole course of healthcare, and because of that, we've created a monster. We are in a healthcare crisis. Nobody doubts that. Mm-hmm. The answer to the healthcare crisis is structure function care. One, it's been proven that we can cut down on the cost of healthcare overall by 60%, mm-hmm. and we've been shown that we can improve through structure function care the outcomes of healthcare by 85%. These are numbers that have been proven, and this has to change. We have to have structure function care as the primary care and the first line of defense. Then we go to the pharmaceuticals afterwards.
Right. The answer's already there.
The answer's there.
Mm-hmm. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Bring yourself back to heart health with holistic heart treatment from Holistic Integration. Holistic Heart was created with the goal of offering all-inclusive, medically sound, safe, natural, and non-invasive cardiac care to our patients. Surgery and prescription medications are not the only treatments available for cardiac patients, but they are, unfortunately, the only options presented by many other healthcare providers. While helpful and appropriate for many, these options often provide no long-term relief from chest pain and other cardiac conditions. These invasive procedures and prescription medications can also lead to more pain and greater risk of serious side effects. It's time for you to consider a new direction for heart treatment. We are now accepting a limited number of patients for cardiac services through Holistic Heart. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Heart, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking today about the lymphatic system, the unsung hero. And now we talk about the good part, the treatment. That's the part I like. Because we treat the lymphatic system here in the structure function model. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Prather, let's talk about the treatment for the lymphatic system.
Very important, and there's many different types of ways to work on the lymphatic system. There's different types of manual therapies that you can do. Different types of modalities. Mm-hmm. We have different exercises. We have different supplements that we utilize. Like one of the things that's very common, everybody kind of knows that the echinacea is that people take it because they have an infection. Mm-hmm. Echinacea is a lymphatic stimulator.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All it does is speed up the movement of the lymphatic system, relaxes the walls.
The echinacea, the purple cone flower.
So it doesn't stimulate an increase in but it just gets the lymph system moving faster. So that's how it works. Okay. So it's a lymphatic. So anything that you are using, any herbal or anything that you're using for the lymph system is automatically an immune stimulator. Because if you stimulate the lymph system, you've stimulated the immune system.
Mm-hmm. And then by stimulating, it means it's moving. It's
moving,
not stagnant.
Faster. Again, what I'm talking about is infection occurs when you have a stagnant lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
If you can keep the lymph system moving, you have a clean system and the immune system's going great.
Okay. Well, let's talk about chiropractic adjustments. How do they work with the lymph system?
Very, very important for the lymph system. One of the things that we see is, you know, I have so many people come in and say, I got an adjustment yesterday, I was starting to get a cold, and as soon as I got the adjustment, the cold went away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we did is as we opened up the channels of how the body was working, then the lymph system starting to move. So getting the skeletal structure aligned helps the lymphatic system move. But there are over 400 different types of chiropractic adjustments. And there are actually about 6 systems of lymphatic adjusting alone.
Wow, 6 systems of just lymphatic.
Just lymphatic. So mm-hmm. I have learned a system of lymph adjustments. So a lot of people are, you know, I'm adjusting up and through the chest area, which is a major lymphatic area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adjusting the jaw. Eustachian tube adjustment is completely a lymphatic adjustment. In the groin area, back of the knees, many of my adjustments are not skeletal, but are geared completely for the lymphatic system as an adjustment and makes an immediate difference.
Interesting. What about massage and its importance?
Massage is one of the more recognized forms of lymphatic treatment.
You hear lymphatic massage.
Sure. Mm-hmm. There is a lymphology organization that's international, and what they do is they study how to do massages for the lymph system, which we do here. Very important part of what we do, and a very helpful part for the lymph system. Now, there are severe cases of lymphatic, you know, especially after different types of cancer treatments. The lymph system is very important. When they take out lymph nodes, then you don't have the normal type of a drainage that's associated with that. So those are extreme cases. But yes, the lymph system is a very important part, and there are whole systems of lymphatic massage that are well known.
And it's really important, if you're going to a massage therapist, that they have specialized training in the lymphatic massage.
If you are dealing with a lymphatic problem, you have to know how to do it, because you can make it worse if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. What about lymphatic exercises? Are there lymphatic exercises?
There are lymphatic exercises. There are three main pumps of the lymph system. One is the calves. The calves are one of the major pumps of the lymph system. The diaphragm. Breathing deep actually has a huge effect on the lymphatic system. So how you breathe, if you breathe shallow, you're automatically going to be backing up the lymphatic system. So one of the things that we teach people is how to pump the calves to get proper health, and then also how to breathe diaphragmatic, and then shoulder movement. Shoulder movement is one of the major pumps of the lymphatic system. So getting the shoulders to move. Matter of fact, one of the things that they found is that orchestra leaders, band leaders, are some of the longest living people. And the reason is because they go up and down on their toes as they're doing the direction. They always breathe with their diaphragm, because that's the way they're trained. And then they're waving their arms all over the place.
Yeah, so conductors.
Right, they find that some of their best conductors, orchestra conductors, are in their 90s. And that's when they're actually performing the best. So one of the things for long life was that they worked their lymph system so well.
Yeah, and you can work that into an exercise.
Sure.
Right? Just put some music on.
And then another little, and you know, those lymphatic rebounders, that's where you're pumping the calves. That's one thing. But also we have a vibration tables.
Yeah.
And we do exercises where you do some rubbing, some
brushing.
Lymph brushing. And then you get on the vibration platform, and that moves the lymph system very well.
People feel wonderful on that when they...
It really does, because if you get your lymph system, it's amazing. Most people, they come in and, you know, when they're feeling just, I hurt all over, I feel awful, I feel sick, I say, your lymph system's all backed up. We need to get it opened up, let's get it done, and that's why you're sore everywhere.
Yeah, and I know we tell patients, before you get out of bed, pump those ankles. You know, pump them, rotate them, you
get
know, do circles with them
going.
On, move those legs. If you don't have to run to the bathroom first, right?
Right. Just and of course, what the lymph system dumps quite a bit into the kidneys. So that's one of the things that, as you are getting your lymph system opened up, you're gonna have to
go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about diathermy. We have a diathermy unit here.
Sure. And diathermy is an excellent lymphatic device, because what it is, it's really magnets. And those magnets are designed, it does have some heating properties, but that's not what we use it for. What we do is it opens up the arteries and veins, but it very much opens up the lymphatic tissue. So, you know, really gets it flowing. So one of the things, if people are feeling real bad, and I touch on their kidneys and their liver, their kidneys and their spleen, and they're really sore, they are over-toxified. So we put it over that, and afterwards, one, they feel absolutely marvelous. Usually they fall asleep while they're having it done. And afterwards, they feel much better and all the pain's gone. That's because it really got the flow going, and when you get the flow going, you get the detoxification, and people feel wonderful.
Now, we have a minute left. I want to make sure you talk about the treatments. You talked about herbals and the role they play.
Sure.
What about lasers, vitamins, and minerals?
Lasers are another way to get the lymphatic tissue. We use that quite a bit. It's very, very helpful. And then you have to have the proper proteins, vitamins, minerals, balances to help the lymphatic. So your basic nutrition is very critical, and the lymph system, because it handles toxins, transports converts fats and proteins through the body. It's very sensitive to nutritional imbalances. So if you have nutritional imbalances, oftentimes they'll show up in the lymph system first before anyplace else.
Interesting. Well, very informative show.
Thank you, Lisa.
Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
My pleasure.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.